when missing a train is painless. I once received another piece of life-changing advice, which, unlike the advice I got from a friend in Chapter 3, I find applicable, wise, and empirically valid. My classmate in Paris, the novelist-to-be Jean-Olivier Tedesco, pronounced, as he prevented me from running to catch a subway, "I don't run for trains." Snub your destiny. I've taught myself to resist running to keep on schedule. This may seem a very small piece of advice, but it registered. In refusing to run to catch trains, I've felt the true value of elegance and aesthetics in behavior, a sense of being in control of my time, my schedule, and my life. Missing a train is only painful if you run after it. Likewise, not matching the idea of success others expect from you is only painful if that's what you're seeking. You stand above the rat race and the pecking order, not outside of it, if you do so by choice. Quitting a high-paying position, if it's your decision, will seem a better payoff than the utility of the money involved. This may seem crazy, but I've tried it, and it works. This is the first step toward the Stoics throwing a four-letter word at fate. You have far more control over your life if you decide on your criterion by yourself. Mother Nature has given us some defense mechanisms. As in Aesop's fable, one of these is our ability to consider that the grapes we cannot or did not reach are sour. But an aggressively stoic prior disdain and rejection of the grapes is even more rewarding. Be aggressive. Be the one to resign, if you have the guts. It's more difficult to be a loser in a game you set up yourself. In black swan terms, this means that you're exposed to the improbable only if you let it control you. You always control what you do. So make this your end. The end. But all these ideas, all this philosophy of induction, all these problems with knowledge, all these wild opportunities and scary possible losses, everything palls in front of the following metaphysical consideration. I'm sometimes taken aback by how people can have a miserable day or get angry because they feel cheated by a bad meal, cold coffee, a social rebuff, or a rude reception. Recall my discussion on the difficulty in seeing the true odds of the events that run your own life. We're quick to forget that just being alive is an extraordinary piece of good luck, a remote event, a chance occurrence of monstrous proportions. Imagine a speck of dust next to a planet a billion times the size of the Earth. The speck of dust represents the odds in favor of your being born. The huge planet would be the odds against it. So stop sweating the small stuff. Don't be like the ingrate who got a castle as a present and worried about the mildew in the bathroom. Stop looking the gift horse in the mouth. Remember that you're a black swan. And thank you for reading my book.